Lack of affordable housing has become a big issue in some Western cities. Many cite that as one major reason for growing homeless populations, especially in big cities like Seattle and San Francisco. But Spokane has its own problem, with low vacancy rates in rental units and, because of supply and demand, increasing rents. Next week, the Spokane City Council will consider three ordinances aimed at creating more incentives for developers and property owners to build affordable housing. Nathan Gwynn is an assistant planner for the city. He says the process goes back 3 years with a subcommittee of the City Plan Commission.
They were really interested in looking at opportunities to increase development of vacant sites in already built-up areas.
And how does this do that?
The city's proposed standards, that changes to standards that are needed to effectively increase options for developing different forms of housing, such as townhouses and attached single-family homes, as well as multi-family development. And this offers the community more diverse housing options.
What are the restrictions that most affect right now the building of that type of housing?
The committee identified a number of discrepancies between the way multifamily development is treated and how the code applies standards to single-family options in multifamily zones. And so this effort looks at those instances where the code doesn't appears to not allow for a similar treatment of these two different development types and eliminates some of those differences.
The changes apply to neighborhoods within a few blocks of some of the city's designated retail centers.
So largely they're within a five-minute walk of these business centers. And these are also areas that are located, that are served by transit and frequent transit in a lot of cases. So these are areas that are already designated for up to 30 units per, housing units per acre of land or more. And largely they're located in the central part of Spokane and then around these business centers.
The new rules would tweak the allowable building heights so that developers could create full three-story housing units.
These changes really just make development of townhouses in particular and sometimes a multifamily development to offer those more diverse housing options on smaller sites more effective. And when we asked the development community, they identified that these changes were needed. And so as far as a increased demand, maybe just a difference in the supply of housing and the form that it takes to offer those more diverse housing options.
The rules would also allow for housing units on slightly smaller lots, and they would make changes to parking requirements, with fewer or no parking spaces required for some smaller developments.
There's a proposed reduction of 30% in these areas that are designated for higher intense developments. 30% reduction of the current, which is basically one space per unit plus one space for every bedroom after three. Then within quarter mile or about four blocks from these centers, there's a 50% reduction in parking.
Gwynn says the changes aren't major, but maybe they're enough to encourage more developers to do the infill types of housing you see in larger, more dense cities.
I think that the committee recognized that, and I think our adopted policy recognizes that as the population changes, people in all neighborhoods will need to find different forms of housing as they go through life changes. And so part of this is providing those different forms of houses in their own neighborhoods, attached apartments or accessory apartments in single-family homes. This represents another housing form, attached housing, that may increase the diversity of the housing supply.
The Spokane City Council will vote on these changes at its meeting next Monday. Next week on the program, we'll talk about some of the change going on in Spokane County's criminal justice system. We'll meet Maggie Yates, the administrator of the Regional Law and Justice Council. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. You can direct your comments to inlandjournal@kpbx.org, or you can call and leave a message on our listener line at 509-232-6904. Thank you for your support of the program and the radio station. I'm Doug Nadvornik.